This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Thumbs up? Cool. We got Ben Albright here. You can follow him at Albright NFL on Twitter, KOA Radio in Denver. He's locked in on all things NFL news. And he joins us courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And I like this little note right here, Sam Lubman. His reporting takes are all gold. They're not silver because he finishes in first place, baby. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man?
Battling the flu, but I wasn't going to let that drag me down. This is the morning roast. This is not the morning weakness.
The morning, I like that's a great, that's a bar right there. I appreciate that. And appreciate you fighting through that with us. I'm doing the same thing. Allergies are killing me right now here in the Bay Area, so I'm fighting through that. But I want to ask you this. First and foremost, I'm calling it a Monday massacre yesterday for the 49ers. They lost a lot of fan favorites. They lost a lot of big names. And a couple of them went to your neck of the woods in Denver, and we'll get to that here in a second. But what did you make of the 49ers' approach yesterday, letting basically, you know, the Greenlaws, the Hufangas, the Hargraves, obviously, the Kyle Juszczyks of the world, Aaron Banks, Charvarius Ward, all these guys end up getting paid, just not retaining any of them.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I think there's a certain economic reality here, right? You're trying to get a deal done with Brock Purdy. You've been getting by on the cheapest quarterback, starting quarterback in the league for several years, and the bill eventually comes due for everything. So there's sort of an economic reality to this. I think The other part of this is I think it's smart doing it all in 1 year just for the compensatory pick, backlog that you're going to wind up getting. So you'll wind up getting some compensation out of all that due to the NFL's compensatory formula. But, yeah, I mean, it sucks as a fan when you're sitting there watching fan favorites, you know, leave. And I think, just based on my, bird's eye view of it, the fans, it seemed like between Greenlaw and Juszczyk really were kind of gut punches. It felt like, to San Francisco fans watching that yesterday. But there's an economic reality to it. You got to get cap compliant. And if you don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you're going to be paying him. And that's something that's coming up here. I don't think they're close right now. As of the combine, they weren't close at all. But I do believe they want to get a deal done, shortly after the draft and get Brock, done. And that's the nature of the business.
When you say they're not close, elaborate on that. What do you mean?
There's a significant gap between the amount of money that he wants and the amount that they've put in front of him.
Do you think it's something that's going to create a stalemate, or do you think that this thing gets ironed out? Or, I mean, I'm sure all these negotiations have inflection points where they feel like they're not going to get a deal done. But is this so out of the norm that you think they won't get this done?
Crazy things happen all the time. So I'll kind of couch it a little bit and say that you never know what's going to happen. But I will say that most of the time, these gaps tend to, as time wears on, tend to get resolved and teams tend to get things done. But, crazier things have happened. They're not close in the sense that this isn't like, hey, okay, we need to up this $5 million a year and then we're good. They're much further apart than that.
So is it chunks of money, years? Has maybe the new quarterback money that's been doled out kind of reassess things, whether it's Stafford's money, Josh Allen's money, or given the Darnold deal that just went down yesterday? Are those things in play here as well?
I would say the impending Geno Smith deal is an even bigger inflection point here, because he's going to get $40 to $50 million per year. And I think, I think Brock wants to be in or above that range. And I think that the Niners have been less willing to go to that number at this point. Doesn't mean they won't get there. Doesn't mean they won't get it done. Doesn't mean this won't be a thing that they work out. But the market is always going up. And so if you don't get it done, then you're going to have to keep resetting your number, because it's just going to keep going up.
So you referenced how they have a huge tax bill right now regarding just the money that they're going to dole out and the money that they're paying for people to not play for them, all of the dead cap money. You had a front row seat for what the Denver Broncos went through with the Russell Wilson cap situation. How did they navigate that, and how did they build a team around a rookie quarterback making a little? I know that will be a different scenario here in San Francisco, but he had a great year, and I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. You have to hit on your draft picks. I mean, you just do. You can't afford to not hit on your draft picks. And then you've got to be able to have the cash to be able to maneuver some of these contracts around. And if you've got cash, you can accelerate bonuses and do things like that and kind of play with the cap a little bit. It makes it a little bit more malleable. The Broncos have the wealthiest owners in the NFL by far. It makes it a little bit easier with that Walmart money to be able to kind of massage some of those deals and get around it. It definitely put a thorn in their paw, but they were kind of able to work around that.
Talking to Benjamin Albright here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Shasky in the Morning Roast. Ben Albright, courtesy of KOA Radio in Denver, and he's locked in on all things, I should say, NFL news, this, that, and the other. And I want to talk to you about this, Ben. Dre Greenlaw, and you mentioned it, totally a fan favorite here.
We love him.
You just ask Fred Warner, and we all saw it. We saw the Super Bowl. Everything changed in that Super Bowl once Dre Greenlaw tore that Achilles, just running out of the field. Freak accident, freak injury, although he had been dealing with the sore Achilles leading up to it. They lose him. Travis Kelce takes over in that second half. The rest is history. Overtime. Kyle Shanahan didn't know the rules. They lose that game. I know. I had to throw that little shot in. What did you make of that contract and the length of the deal? And, should the 49ers have matched something like that? Could they regret this if Dre Greenlaw, shows out this upcoming season and shows up with the Denver Broncos and they go on a run here?
Well, I mean, that's the question. I love the two players that the Broncos got from the Niners yesterday. My concern is the injury history and going from there. You look at the market and you look at what Greenlaw got, and it was slightly less than top of the market. So, obviously there's a haircut there for the team in the sense that, hey, we're not, the injury history's got a little to do with it. But, you know, if you're the Niners and you watch, if you're any team and you watch a fan favorite go and succeed somewhere else, it's always a kick in the, you know, a kick in the gut. I remember the Broncos traded Von Miller. He was having probably his worst season, traded him to the Rams. Then all of a sudden he turns it on, gets a bunch of sacks. They go on that Super Bowl run and everything. And it was kind of a gut punch to Broncos fans to watch a, you know, kind of a legend, you know, move on. And people are, well, maybe they should have kept him. Maybe they should have done all this. Well, at the end of the day, there is an inflection point for every player. There is a point where you got to make that decision. And the worst thing that you can do is not letting go early. It's hang on too late. So if you're going to make an error, I would make the error on letting go too soon and then hanging on too late.
Well, it feels like they hung on to other people on the team way too long, whether that's Deebo Samuel, who got traded a week ago, or I guess kind of waffling during the whole Brandon Ayuk thing. And that brings us to Ayuk. Does he get traded? Do you think that, A, there's a market for a guy recovering from a knee injury, and B, that there's an actual trade out there and what it would absolutely net them? I have no idea on any of those things.
Well, I do believe there's a market out there for him. The question is, you know, the severity and you know, with the recovery timetable and all that kind of stuff. And once you settle that for yourself, then you sort of figure out, okay, you know, how do we work this? I don't believe that there's going to be a trade that is going to be as lucrative for the Niners as there was last year with the Steelers. But that window is slammed shut. So you're going to have to find someone else that values him, you know, at that level. And, that's a tough ask. I mean, there are plenty of teams that need receivers around the league, but, you know, at this point, teams are reticent to cough up both sets of assets. And what I mean by that is, coughing up draft picks and then turning around and reworking cash, in a deal, which, with Ayuk, again, I know you just signed that contract, but if you trade him, he's probably going to have a reworked deal on the other end. So, you know, there are teams that are looking at that and going, okay, do I really want to double dip here? Is this the piece that puts me over the top? Because if it doesn't, then what am I doing?
Ben, I want to ask you about another name, right? Because, you know, you're tapped into this. I'm sure you got a bunch of Broncos fans. You have all these different fans that are tweeting. It's like, oh, what are you hearing on this? What are you hearing on that? We love names, right, in sports. When it comes to free agency, well, the big name, that's what we want, right? Well, Joey Bosa is a name, and he's the brother of Nick, and that's a guy that's been linked to the 49ers here the last few weeks since he's been released by the Los Angeles Chargers. What are you hearing on one Joey Bosa and the potential teams interested in him when the new league year starts?
Yeah, I had heard that was Miami. I know there was some stuff out there about San Francisco, but somebody I talked to was refuting some of the reporting out there, saying that the Niners hadn't even offered Bosa. So I don't know. Again, these are both secondhand things that were told to me, so I can't confirm that. I don't have double sourcing on either end. But I had heard that Miami was likely the team for him there, and then, you know, they'd pair him up with Bradley Chubb and that whole rotation out there. So again, I don't have double sourcing on that. That's just people anecdotal claims that the people who would know have made to me, but I can't personally verify them.
No, it makes sense. Obviously, grew up in Miami. His dad was drafted there. Him and his brother lived there in the off season, and also no state taxes, Ben. Right, Joe Shasky?
Yeah.
There you go. That's a bit. How big of a deal? Yeah, I was going to say, how big of a deal is that right now? When we're factoring all of this stuff in right now,
talked about it like with when he signed with the Tampa Bay, he was like, you know, yeah, New England might have offered me more money, but I'll realize more money down here in Florida.
Yeah, for sure.
They call it Taxachusetts.
No, that's good. That's not bad. That's a four.
Benjamin, I don't know. Look, I know you and Mike. We know kind of where you stand with him, but he had an article about on The Athletic about the power dynamic with the 49ers regarding their front office, their ownership, their head coach. We all think that, you know, Kyle's in full control and pretty much the organization does what he wants. Have you got any indications that is a change? Maybe he doesn't have the final, you know, final veto power, or maybe the front office, John Lynch or whomever, is seizing more power. What's your feel on the hierarchy here in San Francisco, and how much has changed?
Well, I mean, I would say that it's a collaborative effort. They were both hired in together to get the job done together. John was hired to be the guy to go out and get the ingredients that that Kyle needed to, you know, to make it work. And I would say that the power dynamic is probably similar to what is happened here in Denver. You got Sean Payton here who, you know, he goes to the front office and says, I need this, this, and this. And then you got George Payton who's like, all right, let me go get that for you. And so I think that's sort of been the dynamic there, you know, in San Francisco since they've been there. Are they consolidating more of that behind the, you know, behind the scenes in the front office? That's sort of the rumor. What is it that you're shifting here? Like what are you saying that John Lynch now has final say so on the draft picks instead of Kyle? Is that really the change here? What's the shift? Because as the rumor goes that they're consolidating power, I'm asking the question, okay, what power is getting consolidated? And I can never get a straight answer on that.
Interesting. Talking to Ben Albright here on the River Islands Guest Line, covers all things NFL for KOA Radio in Denver and also the Denver Broncos, who just acquired, obviously, Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga. Thank you so much for the time, Ben. One more for you here real quick. Just a big picture here. I'm not going to ask you to do winners and losers of one day of NFL tampering, because that's just ridiculous, right? And more often than not, the teams that have to spend a lot in free agency, we see it with the bad teams, with the Patriots of the world, right? They got a new regime. Like, you're not going to see a lot of these things look like good deals in the next couple seasons, right? But I'll ask this. From all the moves that have been made, what do you think has been the most intriguing to you to see how it turns out going forward?
That's a good one. I think Washington, as they continue, I mean, you're talking about a team that surprised people, went to the NFC Championship game there. I like what Arizona is doing. I think they're going to be vastly more competitive this year. The most interesting one in the NFC to me, I think, was Minnesota, getting those two, you know, defensive tackles there. That's going to be fascinating to see, you know, on a defense that was very aggressive and getting after people last year. So I'm kind of interested to see that. And then on the offensive side of the ball, kind of the other direction, they let Sam Darnold go, they let Daniel Jones go. They're rolling out JJ McCarthy. So Minnesota is kind of the one I'm focused on for a variety of reasons, with their moves.
Hey, Ben, appreciate the time, man. We know you're not feeling the best, and we really appreciate you coming on with us.
Love your work.
Battling. Again, you're strong. It's the morning roast, baby. You came strong. You didn't come weak. We appreciate it. Go get some rest, man.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
There he is. That's Ben Albright. Follow him at Albright NFL on Twitter. He's locked into all these things. He's got a lot of sources, that guy. KOA Radio in Denver.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.